News Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Soundbites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Bray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is Saturday, the 7th of February, Anno Domini 2004. And you lucky people, you are listening to Sound Bites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And we're going to be bringing you news, views, and stuff you can use right here on the show. And we're going to start with... I will in a minute. Give me a chance here. Are we going to start?
We can do it, you know, and people don't see
okay,
it.
Here it is. I'm making them go away. You happy now?
Yeah.
Is your life fulfilled? Are you a better human being?
Well,
okay.
Don't ask my wife.
Yeah, exactly. we're performing an experiment today. Those of you who are sitting somewhere near a working computer...
It's pretty hard to watch it with a non-working one.
Right. We're streaming the audio. If you go to our archive site, sbarch.cob.rit.edu:8080, with your streaming media player, whether that's XMMS or Winamp or what is it on the Mac?
QuickTime Player or iTunes.
There you go. You can hopefully we'll see if you can hear. This is an experiment. This is not. I'm not promising, guaranteeing. I'm not even thinking about ever doing it again. But we're performing just a little experiment here, and you get to be the guinea pigs. I can say that because I'm Italian. And you're trying that now. Like I said, I promise nothing, and in fact, deliver less. But it may well be that it's actually working now, and we'll see. So let me know. Let us know. Give us some information, maybe in the forums or whatever, as to whether or not you actually got any of this happening on your system.
That'll be cool.
That'll be cool. We'll see.
Reaction.
We'll see what happens. I'm not going to promise it's going to work. I've got a limit of 10 people, so if you're the 11th, you're not going to get anything anyway. But we'll see what happens, and it'll be an interesting little thing to see.
Very
and.
Sure.
And now we're gonna go over to Dave for some sort of news
All
item
right.
or other.
This is more or less under the category, you know, folks need to get a life.
Well, yeah.
The TiVo group says TiVo watchers unnecessarily uneasy after posting the Super Bowl report. Janet Jackson's Super Bowl flash dance was shocking in more ways than one. Some TiVo users say the event brought home to the realization that they beloved digital video recording are watching them too. Well, you know, I mean, basically, you know, I was reading even in this morning's paper, people are just blowing this way out of bounds. It was one, granted, ill-tasteful anyhow.
Yeah.
To do it during, you know, a Super Bowl. I got family sitting around and everything else.
Well, if anyone ever listened to the lyrics of those songs, none of them should have been aired.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, if you're talking about a family event.
Yeah.
But it's everything that plays on Top 40 Kiddie Radio anyway, because no one ever listens to the lyrics.
Right. These are all words they're hearing on...
What the Super Bowl was even thinking of, the NFL to even, you know, MTV to do your... But this has been hashed for the past couple of weeks.
No, AOL wants...
It's AOL.
AOL wants their $8 million back.
Well, everybody does. But the thing of it was, is, you know, it was so brief. They did cut away from it. It was a launch, because I saw it. I mean, I was watching the whole game. The game was fantastic. It was a great Super Bowl. It was so far away anyways, though. You knew something happened, but you really didn't.
Out of the
unless you went searching on the web. If you go searching
or
on the web.
Or your TiVo, which is the whole point behind this.
And the thing that is, though, is if you get offended by then, you know, you need to get a life. If you got to do research.
Right. Seeing it once, you're offended by it. Replaying it so you can be offended by it again goes a little over the edge,
and,
I think.
I mean, I was watching in this morning's paper, somebody down south is even bringing a class action suit because it caused them emotional and unharmful stress.
Well,
it's like, if that judge doesn't throw that one out.
Okay, hold on. I have to tell you, because speaking of, you know, Big Brother, I don't know who this is, but somebody at the bagel bin is listening to us streaming media.
Cool.
Welcome aboard.
I think that's very funny.
What's actually getting even...
probably Argyle. He knew about this ahead of time.
With more publicity than Janet Jackson flashing is the Veterans of Foreign War are protesting and picketing and threatening to boycott NFL and sponsors for Kid Rock wearing an American flag poncho.
Yeah, with the slit. But he was very careful, though. They think he was trying to do that to be patriotic because when he did take it off, he made sure somebody grabbed it. It did not touch the ground.
Right.
And you saw them carefully fold it up.
Right.
Yeah.
I saw that, and so I don't have any problem. With what he did.
Yeah, he didn't just throw it up in the air and let it fall
to the ground. One of the quotes from a spokesman at the Veterans of Foreign War was talking about, well, the Janet Jackson thing was almost lewd, but that Kid Rock should be hung and quartered.
No.
I got to go the other way on that one.
Same here.
I consider myself a patriot, but that didn't bother me so much. I have to
not say. At all.
Steve.
Well, we had some good news and some interesting cross-platform news this week in the Apple world. Apple's iChat AV, which was released in public beta early last year and officially with OS 10.3 last September, was a way for Mac users to do audio and video chatting back and forth. And the video chat was especially new for high-quality video chatting. Everyone was used to webcam, real stop-motion almost video chatting before that. And Apple's iSight video camera for facilitating that. And actually, that's what we're streaming some video here with Rob. Our RobCam is using the iSight camera. Well, this week, America Online and Apple have announced that the latest version of 5.5 of the AOL Instant Messenger for Windows supports the iChat AV open protocols. Apple used open standard protocols when they created their video conferencing software, so it was only a matter of time before the other instant messaging clients can take advantage of it. So now it's if you're using AIM version 5.5 for Windows, you can get into iChat AV video chats and with the Apple iSight or other FireWire or USB web camera. So it's a really neat way, and we're starting to see several websites are opening up to allow people to find video chatters. And of course, the unsavory websites are showing up for video chatting as well. But we're seeing it even in businesses, being able to do a quick instant conference with several people without trying to drag everyone together or even schedule a conference phone call, which can be tricky. And even for video conferencing among several users, the software allows a one-to-many video feed. So one person with a video camera can broadcast out to many receivers, and it's a really neat way for businesses to cut down on travel expenses, cut down on huge expensive studios for video conferencing, and on the personal side, it allows the grandparents can see the latest videos of their grandkids. So it's kind of a neat market because it almost forces you to buy two cameras, because you need someone to talk to. So everyone that comes into the store to buy a camera, well, you got to convince someone else to buy the camera too. So it's kind of a neat built-in market.
Yeah, pretty nifty.
Yep.
I apologize for not spreading these out more, but I was late getting here, and it's entirely my fault. A couple of things. We're going to talk about Windows 98 support in terms of the poll, so I'll save that one for there. There is an interesting panel discussion happening Monday, February 16th at 8 p.m., at the University of Rochester. I don't know where. I've looked through this whole press release, and it doesn't seem to say where, so I'm not entirely certain the public is invited. But it's a panel discussion entitled, What Part of Jailhouse Rock Don't You Understand? Defining Rights in the Digital Age. And the panelists will include the chairman of the University of Rochester, Charles E. Phelps. There's a student group that performs and records its own arrangements. David Martin, he's the director of the Yellow Jackets. They're going to be there. Peter Ordal, the technical consultant, counsel to the student government. And there's no Craig here anywhere. Kerry Sherman, president of the Recording Industry Association of America, will be there, hopefully wearing Kevlar.
Yeah.
And they'll be discussing, Hoyt Hall, there it is. It's going to be in Hoyt Hall at 8 p.m. The audio will be live on the web. So if you don't get to go there, go to www.rochester.edu/provost. That's P-R-O-V-O-S-T. And I'm sure Steve will put that link online. That's Monday, February 16th at 8 p.m. A panel discussion about the the Recording Industry Association of America and Rights Online.
And it was actually at the, going back to the Super Bowl a minute, Pepsi and Apple's Super Bowl ad for the iTunes giveaway. That, well, one of the ads that we were running was former kids that had been prosecuted by the RIAA.
10, 12-year-old kids.
For illegally downloading music.
Well, the girl says, you know, yeah, I got nailed for downloading illegal music, but now I'm still doing it. And she holds up the cap.
Right. You
got two people screaming.
You win the Pepsi, or you find the Pepsi cap and win a free song if you download it.
Right. One out of three is going to be a winner. 100,000 or a million or something.
Yeah, 100,000 free songs.
The U of R is also in the news because they have signed up with Napster to provide online music to students for free. So they're going to pay Napster to provide them music for free. Of course, the RIA just raided Kazaa, so maybe they'll be raiding. No, Napster's legal now, I guess.
Yeah.
And for those of you who are using...
Well, RIT's been hit a couple of times by the RIA.
Yeah, they have, big time.
Yeah, student colleges are especially vulnerable because of the big pipes they have.
Yeah, exactly. And it's one place to sniff out stuff. Web surfers who are battling spyware are facing a new problem. Spyware killing programs... they're actually spyware that pretend to be spyware killing programs. Folks, if you want a spyware killer, stick with the ones in the Tango, the Security Tango page.
They work.
And if you're a real player user, you might want to rethink that. I rethought it years ago and never use it unless I absolutely am forced to. There's a flaw that opens up your PC to hijackers. It affects many different versions of the media player and could allow attackers to create corrupt music or video files that, when played, take control of a victim's PC. There's no fix yet, but I'm sure there'll be. There are instructions on the website for people to update their Real Player software. The newest version is what you need to update to. So if you have Real Player software, I would suggest you stop using it until you have updated, or you can just simply stop using it. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, all of your calls on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
If you miss Wham's Bob Matthews, you drop the ball.
You can easily succeed as a first-year coach, and I think of all the first-year coaches, Mike Mularkey's walked into a pretty good situation. There is quite a bit of talent on the Buffalo Bills. They're on the verge of being a playoff team, and if the defense can come up with a couple more turnovers next year, and the offense just does average, the Bills are going to be a playoff team.
Bob Matthews, weeknights 6 till 8 on the Sports Leader, News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Hey everybody, it's Wham's Health and Medical Reporter Liz Bonus. And you know, it's cold out now, but pretty soon spring will be here. You'll be wanting to wear that swimsuit once again, and you need a little help shedding some pounds? Don't forget, join us 8:15 a.m. with Chet and Beth, and pick up your free copy of our Lighten Up with Liz newsletter.
The Lighten Up with Liz newsletter, sponsored by Pinnacle Printers, available at Southside Women's Center, 1815 South Clinton Avenue, Suite 435, and at Plaza Sports Medicine and Rehabilitation, Stone Ridge Plaza, Greece, Whipple Lane, Irondequoit, and online at plazaptmed.cc.
Rochester's most listened to morning show is the Wham Morning News with Beth and Chet.
I'm going to just quote a little bit from the interview earlier.
Well, quote the good part.
Oh, there are none. Okay.
Yeah, really.
The experience of news anchor Bill Lau.
Getting anywhere a bit of a challenge this morning thanks to the first workday snowfall of the season.
Meteorologist Kevin Williams.
That man is humbling. Henrietta Pittsford.
Health nutritionist Liz Bonus.
Hey, I have something we're going to test your energy cue today.
Brad Davies on sports.
Drew Bledsoe status is still uncertain for this weekend.
Always number one, year after year. The Wham Morning News.
Meet the small business decision makers by exhibiting at the Small Business Show, Soho Rochester 2004, April 1st at the Riverside Convention Center. If you have a product or service for small business, then you should exhibit. For details, call 232-2610 or online, sohorochester.com. The Small Business Show is sponsored by Singular Wireless, Integrated Marketing, Staples, FastNet, MCSI, ITH Staffing, Computer Rentals, CASBOX, Spatola Party Rentals, Fox Rochester, Business Strategies, and News Radio 1180, WHAM.
Wow, Rush Limbaugh.
When you get excited, you hit your desk. I enjoy it.
I am gesticulating wildly occasionally when feeling impassioned.
I like hearing when you're excited. Keep hitting your desk. I enjoy it.
Rush Limbaugh, weekdays, 2 till 5. On News Radio 1180 WHAM.
1180 WHAM, good afternoon. Joe LaMonaco here at the Dome Arena in Henrietta. The Cortese Dome Sale is going on right now till 8 o'clock tonight and from noon till 5 tomorrow. It's snowing, it's blowing outside, and maybe you do need to find that next car that you need to get you through the rest of the winter and through the rest of the year. Well, you can shop indoors where it's warm and there's no snow. Over 500 pre-owned vehicles ready for immediate delivery. They're throughout the Dome and Minette Hall. They have guys here from all the Cortese dealerships who will get you through your paperwork, give you immediate financing. And in fact, you could be driving today with one of these great new cars. Don't go shopping outdoors. You don't need to do that. You want to come indoors where it's nice and warm. Shop Dodge, Ford, Lincoln Mercury, Mitsubishi. They've got Cadillac. They've got Hondas. They've got Jaguars. I'm sitting across from a silver, beautiful one right now. We've got movie passes to give you. 51st Dates with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore or the new Meg Ryan, Against the Ropes. If you want to go see those films, come on down here to the Dome Arena and check out the Cortese Dome Sale. It goes on until 8 o'clock tonight. We're here so far. Joe LaMonaco for 1180 WHAM.
These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back, everybody. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton. And this, you lucky people, is Soundbites. And before we get to the phones, which we're going to do in 30 seconds, I want to remind those of you out there that if you're near a computer at the moment, and it's a working computer, you can join us in our experiment. I'm not promising we'll ever even do this again, ever, but it's a little experiment. If you go to our archive site, that's SBARCH, S-B-A-R-C-H for archive, sbarch.cob.rit.edu:8080, not with your web browser, but using your streaming media player like XMMS or Winamp or
iTunes,
whatever it is you're using. You'll be able to join the two people who are currently online listening to the show over the net. Well, I think it's live. I think there's like a 30-second delay of some sort. And
Electrons have to move somehow.
The electrons have to move. Move them electrons. And now we're going to the phones, and we're going to start out all the way down to Pennsylvania. Dave, high atop a mountaintop in Pennsylvania, New York. Welcome, Dave. How are you?
Pennsylvania, New York?
No, Pennsylvania. Where Pennsylvania?
Well, fellas, I'm about 15 or 18 miles due south of Elmira.
Right. No, I meant, is there a city name anywhere near there?
Oh, no, it's just all country here.
Just the Pennsylvania wilderness.
Let me tell you something, though. Wham is coming in down here just exactly like a local station. You guys must be blanketing the entire Northeast today.
Yeah, actually, we are. Of Clear Channel Power. Exactly, we are.
Yep.
At night, they hit 38 states, but during the daytime, I think it's you know, a measly 14 or 15.
I mean, you guys could easily be just over in Elmira.
Yeah, we could.
Oh, yeah.
We could.
Yeah.
Not in this weather, I wouldn't be. No. No, thanks.
They've got more snow.
How about you? How are you doing on the snow factor?
Oh, we have a lot less snow here than you folks do.
Yeah, see, you don't get the there's no
does.
Lake
effect. We don't get the lake effect here.
Yeah.
We got two lakes to hit us.
You just get snow.
Down in up in Watkins Glen, they'll get a little bit of Finger Lake effect snow, which is very similar to what you get.
Yeah.
But we're too far from the Finger Lakes even to get that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And even if the Finger Lake snow's got it, well, it might not be that much less. There's a lot of surface area on those Finger Lakes.
Yeah.
Well, when it comes due from straight from the north in Washington Glen, it sits right at the base of the lake there. They can get quite a bit of snow.
Yep,
but they
freeze
over a lot faster too.
Yeah.
Hey guys, a couple of Firebird items for you today.
Oh, excellent! I love Firebird. For those of you who don't know, Firebird. Well, it could be one of two things he's talking about, but I think he's talking about the web browser, the next generation web browser from the Mozilla folk.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that doesn't know about Firebird is really making a huge error. I'm grateful to you guys for pointing me in the Firebird direction. But last evening, I just got right up to all I could take on the ads, and especially the flashing ads. And I went in search of help. And what I found was something called Firebird Adblock. And I got a couple questions for you on that. I do have one other item on Firebird, too.
Yeah.
First of all, are you using Firebird Adblock, and or are you using something else that you think is better?
I don't block the ads because I don't go that many places on the net that have ads. And when I do, I just scroll up past them.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard about these things. These are I'm actually using Mozilla here for no discernible reason. The ad blockers, if you go to Mozilla.org, you will find technology preview of Mozilla. It's their next generation browser. It's still at 0.7, but it's as stable and great as anything I've ever used in my life. It has pop-up blocking, but you're talking about the ads that are built into the page itself.
Yeah, I agree with only part of what you said about the ads. I can live with the ads, too, but when they flash at me, it drives me nuts.
Yeah, that's
what makes me crazy,
butt.
Too. Yeah.
So
yeah.
It sounds like I can just tell, you know, you and your listeners that this Firebird ad block is dynamite. I mean, it is absolutely dynamite. And not only that, not only does it block the ads, but you know this stuff already, but to me, it's all coming as a revelation to me. But the pages load so much faster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Because what happens is when you load an ad, there's only two or three companies that sell ads. And what they do is qualify them or join them, and then they qualify you to a certain set of ads, and they come from the ad company's server. So when, let's say you go, you will never see these ads on Soundbites, by the way. Well, you might have, who knows? But you'll never see these ads on Soundbites.
I didn't see any ads on your website.
No, you won't. And if you were to go to a site that had these ads, you go to that site and it downloads the page. Now it has to go to the third-party ad server to get the ads, and they're generally slower.
Well, what's interesting, though, is you ever notice when your page has stalled, you know, what you're waiting for to come in, the ads are always already there.
Yeah.
Well, ad block is allowing me to block ads with wildcards so that I can block, you know, broad ranges of ads. And it's incredibly powerful. If you guys aren't using it, I can certainly recommend it. It's a fabulous product. And,
that's
of course,
incredible. That's good to hear.
It fits hand in glove with Firebird. My second and last Firebird item is my understanding is, I'd just like to know if you know anything about it or know what it will have. I understand that Firebird 0.8 is either just come out or due out very, very shortly. Are you hearing anything on that?
Very shortly would be Monday.
Okay.
0.8 is scheduled to be released on Monday. I don't know that there's any other information really available on it at the moment, but that's what I'm reading. There is a website called All About Firebird. It's at texturizer.net, texturizer.net/Firebird. And that's not where you download Firebird, but that's where you can get all the support and services and tips and tricks and all of the configuration file information and all kinds of other stuff about it. And they have the news that 0.8 is going to be released on Monday.
Well, I got to go, guys. I want to give you a final thanks. Anybody still using Internet Explorer is just basically a nutcase.
Really?
No, seriously.
No, Dave. You know what? I encourage folks to still keep using that because it still messes up their machines, and then it's just more work for Steve and I.
Thanks, guys.
The biggest thing that we always see is it's they don't know any better. They don't know there's something else. When I want to get on the Internet, I click on the E.
I had a client just this past week, or 2 weeks ago, rather. I went over to the house. Computer was only a week and a half old. A week and a half, and it already had 9 viruses, and I thought I was going to break Dan's record, but it had 1,072 pieces of spyware.
Right.
And the woman goes, you know, what's wrong with it? You know, they never signed up for this free antivirus software that was preloaded on this Dell.
Right.
And they, you know, didn't get around to running the spyware program. So it messed up their whole machine, and then they wonder why, you know, things are slowing down and everything. Well, your computer guy's doing this? No, I got better things to do with my life than create junk like this to create work for me. Hello.
All right. Our next caller. Now, you don't see much of that on the Mac.
Yeah, it was one of the other news stories that we didn't do this morning. The Mac system is inherently harder to write programs for.
Yes.
Because of Apple's strict standards on how a program should look. And that's one of Apple's big advantages, is the consistent look and feel across every program.
Right.
So because of these strict requirements, it's harder to write viruses. And the holes that are in Windows that allow these viruses to work, the interaction between the web browser and the operating system, don't exist in the Mac. And now with OS X, the root user is disabled by default.
Right.
So you cannot do anything as this master user without it asking for your password.
Right. That's one of the advantages to the Mac and to Linux, in fact, more so in Linux, if you get any sort of virus, you may wipe out your stuff, but you won't wipe out anybody else on the system, nor will you damage the system itself, because the average user has no rights to do that.
And that's
a
general...
It was though, in the Super Bowl, though. Muhammad Ali and a kid.
Yeah.
Just sitting there.
There's a whole
Linux.
Series of those Linux ads from IBM. Yeah, they're pretty cool.
It's in, as a general recommendation for both Windows XP and Mac OS X, when you turn on the machine, it makes you create an administrator user.
Right.
Fine and dandy. Make yourself a normal user that you
right.
work in every day. Leave that administrator user alone. So, you know, if for two reasons. In case something happens to your normal user, the administrator is still there, and
right.
you can still get into your computer. And if you're not an administrator, you can't do things like install programs that a virus might try to do. It asks you for your password first.
Right.
And if you don't know what you're doing and the please enter your password comes up, you know, mm-hmm. be wary.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. So those are good tips for everybody. And you know, as always, don't click on stuff from people you don't know.
Or even people you do know.
Or even people you do know.
Unless you know they're sending you something.
Yeah.
Exactly right. I can't tell you how many highs and tests I'm getting and how many bounced messages I'm getting that I never sent.
Yep.
And that's one of the ways, by the way, that people have of sending you a virus. You see this bounced message and you think, oh, man, I sent a message. Somebody didn't go. I better look. You open it up, bang. If you're using Outlook or Outlook Express, you're caught.
Or the address spoofing that viruses do, so it's
right.
coming as you. Someone else has your name, and it's sending out viruses in your name, so the bounces come to you.
Yeah.
Well, that can't be your machine either. It's someone you know is infected.
Exactly. So listen, here's the deal. We're going to come back in just a couple of minutes. So if you're on the line, please stay on the line. If you're not on the line, why not? And we really will be more on the phone calls after this. But remember, if you don't know who you're talking to, don't talk to them in email. It's just common sense, and if you're going to use, that's particularly if you're going to use Outlook and Outlook Express. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, all of you on Soundbites, partially for the moment at least on the web and on 1180 WHAM.
WHAM, the 2004 vote.
Congressman Dick Gephardt dropped out of the Democratic race for president today.
The fight for working people is in my bones. I will never leave your side.
Decided tonight to end my quest for the presidency.
For complete, in-depth team coverage of the 2004 vote, it's News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Free soda, free popcorn, and free movies. What could be a better reward for doing what you love to do? Seeing movies at Regal Cinema, Henrietta, Eastview, or Culver Ridge. Sign up now for the Crown Club, Regal's frequent moviegoer club, and get points for the dollars you spend at the box office. For every 25 points you earn, you get a complimentary concession item or admission. When it comes to movie theaters, make the choice that rewards you for every visit. Regal Cinemas in Henrietta, Eastview, or Culver Ridge. See you at the movies.
Wham's Rush Limbaugh.
When you get excited, you hit your desk, I enjoy it.
I am gesticulating wildly occasionally when feeling impassioned.
I like hearing when you're excited. Keep hitting your desk. I enjoy it.
Rush Limbaugh. Weekdays 2 till 5 on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Rochester's best radio station, as voted by the readers of the Democrat and Chronicle. News Radio 1180 WHAM, Rochester, a Clear Channel radio station. Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice 1 toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or *1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Nothing but quality here at WHAM. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites.
We've been saying we have to get that fixed like every time it happens.
Yeah,
three years now.
People around here start calling them that with the pause in there. It's kind of funny.
And Steve Ray. We're going to go back to the phones in just a few minutes. Before we do, Rob has to take some tower reading. So I'm going to talk about...
the pole. We've got to talk about the pole and a few other things.
If anything it takes to embarrass Rob, we're happy.
Well, yes, Mr. FCC. What? The FCC man is too busy with the Janet Jackson thing to worry about Rob's tower reading.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Nobody's more told than Rob one FCC that, man, though. It's just possible that there's somebody still worried about getting the tower reading. Anyway, we're going to go back to the phones in just a few minutes. Before we do, I want to talk a little bit about our poll. Every week we do a poll. Last week's was about the My Doom virus. Our friend Hawaii Bob is the person who suggested that poll to me. Please, if you have a poll suggestion, send it to me. I'm hanging in the breeze. Dave sent me a couple, and I'll get to those. Yeah. But I'm mostly hanging. I need help. And the choice, the winner was no, I don't think I was. 271 of you voted. 437 people voted this last time around, which is pretty astonishing. I have to thank you all. That's number 8, actually tied for number 7 on the all time hit list. So it's pretty impressive, and. So I want to thank you all. The big one was no, I don't think so. Followed by I run an alt OS, which is, you know,
Linux,
the Mac, BOS, FreeDOS, whatever it is you want. So, he's back. Excellent. So this week's poll is about Windows 98. We're going to talk a little bit about that right now. As you know, last week we mentioned that Microsoft is extending the support for Windows 98. They had killed it, and then and people got angry.
Big time.
People got really, really angry because Windows 98 does most of what they want it to do. So they've extended the support for about another year and a half into 2006. Now, that's just support. That doesn't mean they're going to update anything, and certainly...
Probably won't.
So there won't be any security updates, unless they're absolutely critical.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll be able to buy support, and there will still be support online. There's also going to be a CD created with all of the drivers and all of the support and everything they've got. We haven't seen that come out yet, but we will, and when we do, we'll let you know so that you can be part of it, too.
Well, most of the newer folks that are, if they're going to write anything to do any damage, they're trying to go towards the newer systems anyways because it's uncertain of how many folks are still out there with Windows 98 versus going towards the new stuff.
Well, this apparently means there's a whole lot of them out there with Windows 98.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah,
but now what's interesting is Microsoft said we won't be producing any security patches for Windows 98 unless they're generic across the platforms. Mm-hmm. Now, what that tells me is that Windows XP still has 98 code in. Think about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, technically, I've read on a couple different forums, technically, it's Windows, the system I hate. Based on that.
I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can supposedly put a HMI disk in and boot and then, reload the operating system that way.
Cool.
So it's still got some ties to the old DOS format.
Yep.
Even
There's
though
no
it's
question.
An NTFS-based platform.
Anyway, the choice is this week's poll. bless you, Steve. At our website, soundbites.org, that's bites with a Y, Francis needs me to remind you. Our choices are Windows 98, I'll keep it forever, I've already dumped it, I never had it, I'm teetering, and why run less than the perfect OS? Which, of course, all the Mac people will think means them. Sorry.
I knew you were thinking that when I saw the poll.
Sorry. And Mac people, we'll talk about the fanaticism of Mac people. We've already got 138 votes in this week's poll, and I've already dumped it. It has 38% of the vote, followed by 26% of the vote that says, I'll keep it forever. So we seem to have a little dichotomy going on here. It's an interesting problem. Did you hear about the G5 guy? There was a guy who posted on a forum that he bought, he had pictures and everything.
Yeah, I saw that.
He bought a G5, a dual G5.
$3,000 computer.
$3,000 computer.
Line.
Gutted it and stuck an old PC board in it so he could run Windows on the system.
Because he liked the way the case looked.
He liked the way the case looked, but it was running the Mac, so he wanted to run Windows on it. Well, if you had thought for maybe 35 seconds, you'd realize this was a hoax, was a joke. Mac people are apparently not that bright when it comes to their operating system.
Well,
they get seriously fanatic. The guy got death threats. The guy got death threats for doing something with his own computer. I'm sorry, but that's a little fanatic for my part.
I figured he put his Mac motherboard and stuff in an old PC case.
See, you're a reasonable human being. The guy got death threats. People told him he'd burn in hell. People came to his house and threatened him physically. Yeah. Mac people are just a little whacked.
Well, as a company, Apple has to be proud of the fanaticism of their customers.
It's one way to look at it.
Well, to have that much brand loyalty, a company would kill for.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yep.
It's very true. But, you know, and the fans will kill for it. So I think we're good there. Our next caller, and I know you've been holding for a long time, God bless the patience of each and every one of you, is Gary from Greece, New York. Welcome, Gary. What's your question?
Hi, guys. Good show.
Thanks.
I just installed Windows 98 for a friend, and I get a Windows saying Drive Space 3.
Drive Space 3?
Yeah, and it keeps stopping every time I put the computer on fork.
And what else does it say?
Something about compression.
Yeah.
And
does it say it's bad or it can't find it or you should do it or what?
It's giving me an option to yes or no something, and I should have wrote it down.
Yeah, you should have.
Yeah.
Drive Space 3 is the compression stuff. Back in the old days when drives were small, and you wanted to put a lot of stuff on your drive, the only real way to do it was to create a what's called a logical volume, which is basically a fake volume.
Yeah.
That gets compressed. Anything that goes to it or comes from it is compressed or uncompressed so that you save space on the drive. Now, that slows your system down considerably, but you get more stuff on your hard drive. Nowadays, when you can't even buy less than a 40-gig hard drive, it doesn't make a lot of sense to use drive space for, you know, another 10%
saving.
Was this
a clean install, Gary?
Over 95.
It depends on...
95 probably has drive space on it.
Yeah.
Stay on the line. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enreich, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, Gary from Greece, and all of us on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hey, everybody, it's WHAM's health and medical reporter, Liz Bonus. And, you know, it's cold out now, but pretty soon spring will be here. You'll be wanting to wear that swimsuit once again, and you need a little help shedding some pounds? Don't forget, join us 8:15 a.m. with Chet and Beth, and pick up your free copy of our Lighten Up with Liz newsletter.
The Lighten Up with Liz newsletter, sponsored by Pinnacle Printers. Available at the offices of Dr. Louis Catapano, Brighton Campus Chiropractors, 2024 West Henrietta Road, Suite 5B, at Fonte Healthcare Solutions, Portland Avenue, and at You Need a Birkenstock, Cobblestone Court, Route 96 in Victor, across from Eastview Mall.
Wham's Michael Savage.
Why does everything in the liberal mind hinge on the word diversity? Isn't the word diversity really a code word for leftist propaganda? I mean, truthfully, let's be clear here.
Savage.
That's what it comes down to. They want more PBS? That's what they want in the country? They want what, Al-Qaeda? Why don't you give Al-Qaeda a station if you want diversity? Why don't you have an Al-Qaeda station around the clock telling us why we should die?
Michael Savage, weeknights, 8 till 11 on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Hey, boys and girls, it's Joe Monaco, and we are here at the Cortese Dome Sale. We are at Dome Arena and the Net Hall on Hawkins Road in Henrietta. The Dome Sale goes on today from now until 8. It's tomorrow until 5. We're broadcasting 5 until 4 o'clock. You still have time to sit down and see us. Over 500 pre-owned used vehicles ready for immediate delivery. They are inside, away from all that blowing snow that you see outdoors, away from the cold temperatures. There are representatives from all the Cortese dealerships here ready to give you help to find the right kind of car, to get you immediate financing. They'll do it right here on the spot. We've got a family that sits right next to us that's been filling out their paperwork. They're going to drive away today. You can do exactly the same thing. We've got tons of movie passes to give you. We want to see 51st Dates with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore. We can do that. Meg Ryan's new movie, Against the Ropes. We got passes for that as well. And great deals on all these great names of used cars. Dodge, Ford, Lincoln, Mercury, Mitsubishi, so much more. You have to get here to the Cortese Dome Sale in Henrietta.
Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. So, Gary, are you there?
Gary,
okay.
What you might want to do for your friend to really help him out, I mean, this drive space is just kind of difficult to get around. You might want to just copy all his data off, you know, any files that he needs, and then just do a wipe and reinstall 98 fresh.
Because what we're thinking is he probably had his drive compressed with drive space with 95.
Because, yeah, if you had any old programs on there, like the drive space, or if you were using any of these other programs, like Partition Magic, or, I mean, not Partition Magic.
Double Space?
Double Space, or any of that stuff. Or Disk Manager. Any of those programs in that, you know, it makes it difficult for getting it in. So you might just want to copy his any doc files or anything else that he wants to save, wipe it out, and just do a fresh install Windows 98 from the get-go.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, and unfortunately without knowing what the error message is. But make sure you back up all his data before you start messing around with the hard drive.
Okay,
thanks. Again, we've got three people. We've got three people listening via the web, and it looks like it's up and running and doesn't seem to be having a problem. And
cool.
I'm actually kind of semi-impressed about this. This is pretty neat. Our next caller is Tom from Pittsburgh, New York. Welcome, Tom. What's your question?
Hi. Well, finally, after a couple of years, I've decided to give you a call.
I was going to say you weren't on hold that long.
No, but I've really had these two questions. Frustrated the heck out of me since I've had some sort of upgrade either to Internet Explorer or the Outlook Express. And I think one of your other callers said maybe the solution is Firebird. But there used to be two
it's
things.
It's definitely the solution.
What's that?
It's definitely the solution to all people's
problems. Stop using IE and OEs. This is the solution to many problems.
Yeah. What seems to be the problem?
Well, again, there's two. One in Internet Explorer. I used to be able to download executable files, but I can't find anything in my options to do that now or to enable that.
It's by default. You click on a link and it downloads it.
What happens instead?
You usually get that blank screen with that little icon up in the left-hand corner.
It's trying to load it. Something changed your
file association.
Now, that's interesting.
It's trying to display an .exe as a text file, for example.
Microsoft changed some of the defaults in one of their security updates. The best way to download an executable file is to right-click on it, and from the drop-down menu, select Save File to Disk.
Yeah, that's what I usually end up doing, but sometimes it just I've had problems doing that, too.
Yeah, that's a security feature that Microsoft finally actually installed on your machine, so... Unfortunately, you don't get a choice there.
Okay. Well, I couldn't find a name in my options. That's why I just want to make sure I have it.
Well, yeah, because it isn't an option. It's supposed to happen.
Yeah, you're
by
safer
default.
That way.
Yeah. Okay. Then the second question is, in Internet or Outlook Express, I could download my news groups, and it would save the previous downloads or messages. From a news group, but now it just gets wiped out no matter how I set the synchronization or.
There's a thing somewhere that says to save the last X number of messages,
right.
And what it sounds like is that's gotten somehow corrupted.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's all saved in the registry.
Yeah, and even if you uninstall OE, it doesn't remove all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because typically you could uninstall the program and reinstall it and get back to your default preferences.
Like I say, it'd be interesting for you to go ahead and try downloading Firebird. Try that for a week and let us know next week. Seriously, I think you'll be very happy with it. Less chances of getting spyware,
But does Firebird do news or just mail?
No, that's the other product. Thunderbird. See, what they've done is Mozilla was everything. Web browsing, email, HTML editing, IRC chatting, all of it at once. What they've done is broken out the various pieces. Right now we have Firebird 0.7, which is going to be 8 on Monday. We have Thunderbird 0.4. That's email and news group with great junk mail control, by the way. I use it at work, and it's phenomenal. There's a Mac OS 10 product called Camino. Which is very good.
The data ones are also available for OS 10.
Right, and you can download either Mozilla 1.6 or Firebird and Thunderbird. The future will be Firebird and Thunderbird, but that I have found to be an exceptionally good email program, Thunderbird.
Okay.
And it also does news groups, so you might want to give it a try just for your news groups at first.
Yeah.
And see what happens, and then if you like it, maybe slowly move over, whatever you want to do. But the point is you can give that a try. And unfortunately, because Microsoft saves so much stuff in the registry, and there aren't really good tools for doing things in the registry,
Yeah. When
there's a problem, it's hard to fix.
Yeah, it just seemed to me that those, especially that one about the Internet Explorer,
You may want to check your file association table or your Internet MIME, helper application list.
Oh, yeah.
It may have been somehow changed so that exefiles.exe,
right.
EXE, are set to view in Internet Explorer instead of save to disk.
Okay. I thought they had not tried. That's good.
Yeah, give that a shot. Let us know.
Yep, but I'm going Firebird and Thunderbird.
I think you should. Actually, at the very least, give them a try. They're free. It's not like you can lose.
Yep, very good.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Bye.
Oh, we had somebody momentarily online from Roadrunner. They're gone again. Maybe they'll be back. Maybe they won't. We got a couple of FrontierNet people, and somebody still at the bagel bin, sitting there, bagel coffee.
Yeah.
Maybe we should go join that person.
Yeah.
I suspect it's Argo.
Most likely.
I'm laying a bet.
I've met him over at Spin, too.
I'm laying a bet. It's Argo.
They got free internet service there.
Argo, have a cup for us, because we're here without it. And our next call...
I've been doing some research on this whole Janet Jackson mess.
Yeah.
And one of the blogs has some pictures. Her 1995 album shows her naked torso with just her fingers covering the naughty bits. So we've already seen everything in print in a giant 12-inch square record album.
Yeah.
What's the big deal?
I got to tell you that I frankly, personally, was not all that shocked.
Yeah. The way you think you see on TV and everything.
Yeah, the problem is...
Bare butt.
When you start out to shock... All you can do is escalate. And at some point, you run out of things to shock with.
Yep.
You know, at some point, we're going to just look at it and say, oh, more of that.
Well, they even downplayed that guy that ran out at halftime and took
the
off
poor
the guys nude.
The poor guy's running around the field naked and nobody cares.
Yep, I mean, that didn't even get any...
You got to feel sorry for that guy.
And what was it, that the VH1 Music Awards a year or so ago, Lil' Kim came out wearing pasties? Literally just a purple pasty.
Well, if you're watching
Diana,
the MTV Awards.
Yeah, Diana Ross comes up on stage for some Lifetime Achievement Award or something and bounces it.
I'm willing to bet if you ask him anything else about that performance, he won't remember a thing.
I'm with you.
No, because,
I'm 100% with you.
I didn't see the actual show. I just saw it in the news.
Oh,
because it was on the news so much.
Well, I guarantee you can find it on the web somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
Exactly. We're back to the phones now, and we're talking to Joe in Buffalo. Hiya, Joe. What do you know?
Howdy. You mentioned the Kid Rock thing earlier.
Yeah.
I hate to pick a nit sometimes, but in different views of the webcam, I saw an American flag in the background, and it's not displayed properly. It's supposed to be with the stripes up and down and the star field to the left, but...
Our webcam?
Yes.
We don't have any flags.
I think it was shooting into another studio through glass or something.
Even in the other studio, there's no flag.
I'd be behind
the Wham flag.
There is a Wham flag.
Behind us or behind Rob?
Behind you.
No,
there's never been a flag. How interesting is that?
Well,
I don't know what drugs you're actually on, Joe, but anyway,
we have some.
I have a suggestion for the guy that wants to get rid of ad block.
Before you go to that, I have to tell you.
Yeah?
I once looked this up, and in fact, it's not with the stars to the left or to the right. There's more to it than that. It depends on where you are, and because I had to look this up for a Boy Scout thing once a long time ago.
Oh, yes, the Scouts.
There's a whole set of things that determines whether it hangs to the left or the right. There's a long series of rules that you have to follow to get it right, and I just don't remember what they are. But it has to do with latitude and longitude and time of the year. I mean, literally, no, it's not just, you know, hang the flag.
Yep. USFlag.org/flag.etiquette.
There you go.
I personally use a squid proxy to get rid of the ads. I just simply have a URL redirector that says, hey, if you come from this domain, and this domain, you display something different instead of just putting up the ad. It also has the additional benefit of caching your pages.
Yep.
And in some instances, kind of cutting down on virus spreading, because by default configuration, Squid Proxy only allows certain ports through. And if your browser's set to that, well, if the virus tries to use your internet setting, it's going to go through there and says, oh, that's an odd port. I'm not going to allow that.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah. Right. Nice. Yeah, Squid Proxy is a pretty neat toy. It's a proxy server, which means that rather than you going to the internet, the proxy server grabs what you're sending and then sends it out. And then whenever something comes back, it uses whatever. Stop
Sorry,
it.
That was a mistake.
It uses whatever rules it has to determine what to display, what not to display, all kinds of stuff. And if you really know what you're doing with it, you can do some astonishing things that will keep your system free of all kinds of stuff. But yeah, Squid Proxy is a pretty neat product.
The streaming,
yeah,
sounds wonderful. Being all the way over in Buffalo, it gets rid of a lot of the atmospheric noise that I hear.
Oh, great!
Nice. And I tried that for a while, but went back to the radio.
Oh, you're the Roadrunner guy.
No. Verizon DSL.
Oh, okay.
Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Joe. We're going to take a quick break now, but we'll be back in just a couple more minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, and all of you on Sound Bites on 1180 WHAM.
Hey, everybody, it's WHAM's health and medical reporter Liz Bonus. And, you know, it's cold out now, but pretty soon spring will be here. You'll be wanting to wear that swimsuit once again, and you need a little help shedding some pounds? Don't forget, join us 8:15 a.m. with Chet and Beth, and pick up your free copy of our Lighten Up with Liz newsletter.
The Lighten Up with Liz newsletter, sponsored by Pinnacle Printers. Available at the offices of Dr. Louis Catapano, Brighton Campus Chiropractors, 2024 West Henrietta Road, Suite 5B, at Fonse Healthcare Solutions, Portland Avenue, and at Unita Birkenstock, Cobblestone Court, Route 96 in Victor, across from Eastview Mall.
In a perfect world, the only hearts broken on Valentine's Day would be the chocolate ones. And Cupid's arrow would never, ever miss. But the world isn't perfect, so there's Walgreens, with everything you need to make February 14th perfect. Like chocolates, Hallmark cards, designer fragrances, Mylar balloons, and all your last-minute Valentine's needs. That's life. This is Walgreens.
Through Saturday, selected Hershey's Pot of Gold hearts are buy one, get one free of the same price.
You know how I've said you're my shining star?
Yes.
Well, happy Valentine's Day. Open it.
Oh, wow. You named a star after me?
It's the best Valentine's gift ever. For $54, International Star Registry will record your star name in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office and send you a personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. That's 800-282-3333 or starregistry.com.
Valentine, you're my star.
It's back at the Dome, the Cortez annual Dome Sale.
Today and tomorrow only.
At the Dome in Manette Hall, over 1,000 new and used vehicles from Dodge, Ford, Lincoln, Mercury, and Mitsubishi. Receive Dome Sale savings on brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Pre-owned inventory, thousands below Blue Book.
Top dollar for trades on the spot financing.
We want your trade no matter how much you owe. Drastically reduced prices, clearly marked.
Make no payments for 90 days. Get finance rates from 0%. The annual unbeatable
Cortez Dome Sale.
Huge discounts on new vehicles and used vehicles. Thousands below Blue Book. Check the paper for details. Shop indoors where it's warm. Today, 10 to 8 and Sunday, noon to 5 p.m. At the Dome, East Henrietta Road at Calkins. 2 days left.
It's back. The Cortez Dome Sale. Be there.
Zero financing for qualified buyers on select vehicles. And just approved from date of purchase with approved credit. See dealer for details. February 2003. Blue Book Retail.
Wham's Michael Savage.
The Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
Michael Savage. Weeknights, 8 till 11 on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest running computer show on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Sound Bites. Oh, yeah, there is somebody. He's back. Joe's back listening in from Buffalo on Verizon. Our next caller is Bill, who's either from the web or calling from Webster. I suspect the latter. Welcome, Bill. What's your question?
Where life is worth living.
You got it.
Right.
Hey,
how
guys.
Is your life worth living today, Bill?
Not too bad.
Good.
At least the big Russian snow is over for a while.
Yeah, we hope so.
Yeah.
At least for an hour.
Yeah, well, that's about it, too, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, I've got a question that's been bothering me for a little while now.
Sure.
I use Internet Explorer.
Sure you do.
And I use it to follow investment.
Sure.
Okay, mm-hmm. I got, say, 4 or 5 or 6 stocks I'm following.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's an option that says download to a spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It used to work real perfectly. I always go through a spreadsheet. I would save it along with my business. Nowadays, in the last 2 weeks, it seems, when I click the save to a spreadsheet, I will often get maybe 50% of the time. Instead of a spreadsheet, a comma delineated series of numbers.
That is how a spreadsheet opens.
That's the basic
generic text
prior to a spreadsheet. Exactly.
Right.
It doesn't complete the spreadsheet, it just gives you those numbers. Then I got to go back again, redo it.
And then it works.
And it works the second or third time.
What's
Is there
likely?
Anything I can do to eliminate this comma delineated?
Mm-mm.
It's unlikely that it's anything you're doing or indeed that the system is doing, and it's more likely that it's a feature of either congestion of the network,
uh-huh.
and you're not getting the entire file, or congestion of the server, and they're not sending the entire file.
So it's something outside of my system, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's clearly nothing under your control.
Yeah, because I can't find any options or anything, choices to stay
right,
or go
can't.
Directly
no.
to the spreadsheet or whatever.
Right, what's probably happening is that when you get sent the file, you miss a piece of the header, and so it just comes in as a series of numbers.
Yep. Right, which I could turn into a spreadsheet if I chose to.
Right, but
it's a lot more extra work, and I don't want to go through it.
Yeah,
and how much other stuff you miss.
Well, you right-click on it, choose Open with Excel, and Excel should read the CSV and create a spreadsheet automatically. It should only be one click.
Yeah, but the question is he getting all the data?
Yeah.
Well, usually once you get comma delineated. Thank you.
Delineated.
You got to go in there and then say, okay, it'll open up another window and say, is this how you want it parsed?
Right.
And you got
to do a couple of steps involved to getting the spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know that there's any fix for that since I don't think the problem is yours.
Okay.
And this only started happening a couple weeks ago, right?
Right.
At about the time they started with the next round of viruses that are taking over the Internet, slowing everything down. So it's very likely that it's a transmission problem on the net rather than a problem with your system.
Okay. Now, I've been hearing you talk on the radio quite often about Mozilla.
Yeah.
Is Mozilla itself a complete version of the Internet Explorer or another competitive version, should they?
It's a web browser.
Web browser.
That would completely replace your need for Internet Explorer.
I have both on my system at the same time and use either one?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Loading Mozilla or, as we've been talking about, Firebird. But I'd wait for Monday and get 0.8 of Firebird. Loading either one on or all three of them or any 24 of them. You can. In fact, I often have both Firebird and Internet Explorer open simultaneously on my system. Not a problem. You got to have a lot more memory and maybe a faster machine that way.
Right.
But in terms of its ability to work, it's not a problem at all.
Okay, so is Firebird a part of Mozilla?
No, well, Firebird is going to be the next version of Mozilla. So right now it's in testing phase.
All right.
But it's a really solid test.
Yeah.
It's an incredibly solid test. It whenever I do something really, 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 really unusual, it may die. You know, but in terms of everyday use.
Every day, downloads and searches, it's a function as well as it could be.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's like anything else. We've talked about this before. It's like you move from Internet Explorer to Firebird, or you move from Windows to Linux or whatever. It's like buying a new car. You still know how to drive. It's just that things are in a slightly different place, and you have to learn where they are.
Right.
So it takes a couple of days to really get rock solid yourself with it.
Mm-hmm. And what is Thunderbird then?
Thunderbird is the mail and news reader. See, Mozilla is all of it built into one.
Right.
But in Firebird, they're breaking it out. The idea being that each team will handle one thing and do it real well.
Okay, so you got like Internet Explorer and Outlook Express then.
Exactly, and that would be replaced by Firebird. Exactly. You got it.
And they'll both be available updated versions Monday.
Mm-hmm. Monday is going to be the update for those, and they're updated whenever they, you know, get to the next release. I have been using Mozilla. I've been using Thunderbird since version 3 and Firebird since version maybe 5. And they've been rock solid straight through.
Now, if I were to use Thunderbird for the mail part of it, would I have to change my email address?
No. Mm-mm. You'd still be able, in fact, to
you can import it. You can import
You can import the stuff. There are tools to do importation.
My address book, right, my own email always as it was.
Yep. It just changes the program you're reading your mail with. It doesn't change your mail.
Exactly. And you can do all kinds of interesting stuff with that.
Good things be so simple.
It is simple, yep. And it's easy to use, and it's a nifty. You should at least take a look at.
Yeah, you can import all the settings. It's called settings, and pulls everything over.
Right. We got to take another break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Lint, and the folks who are patiently waiting on the phone, and you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Wham's Michael Savage.
Did you hear what former Senator Alan Simpson said of Dr. Demento up here in Vermont? Alan Simpson said he looked like a prairie dog on speed. Play it. Yeah, you want this guy's finger on the button. Play Gephardt, though, after he was withdrawing.
Matt, Chrissy, and Kate are my life. To this, I'll always be grateful.
Oh, God, let's hear it for manhood. Woo! Just what we need in the war on terror. A breakdown and a nutcase.
Michael Savage, weeknights, 8 till 11 on WHAM.
Make it turn, show your style. Making plans for the weekend? It's all in time. Get to the JCPenney 2-day sale. This Friday and Saturday, save 20 to 50% store-wide. Get savings for your whole family, like our entire stock of athletic shoes from Nike, Reebok, and more. Plus, don't miss our store-wide winter clearance. Save 75% on original prices when you take an extra 50% off clearance prices. Hurry in to the JCPenney 2-day sale this Friday and Saturday. It's all in time. JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Weekend, powered by Patrick GMC.
Hi, friends. I'm Joe Neary from Joseph Neary Chevrolet Kodiak Pontiac with great news. We have employed the number one second chance finance manager in the three-county area. His name is Jerome Kramer. Jerome has helped hundreds of customers purchase a vehicle when other dealerships couldn't. So, if you want to drive tomorrow, call Jerome today at 800-767-8080. That's 800-767-8080. Joseph Neary is located just 9 miles east of Webster on the new 104 Expressway.
Joseph Neary Chevrolet, Oldsmobile Pontiac.
And remember, eggs are cheaper in the country, and so are the cars.
When a photo from an ordinary printer gets wet, it might sound like this.
Oh, baby, I like the way you move.
Fade.
Oh, baby,
watered down.
I like the way you move.
And washed up. But use an Epson All-in-One, and you'll get something entirely different.
What's he talking about?
I'm talking about this.
Oh, baby, I like the way you move.
You see, with Epson's exclusive DuraBright inks, you'll get pictures that resist damage from water. So even when wet, they're a hard act to follow.
I could have done that.
Right. For more information about brilliance that lasts, visit Epson.com.
You can find Epson's full line of inks, even their exclusive water, light, and smudge-resistant DuraBright inks at your local Staples, guaranteed in stock. Staples, that was easy.
Hey, snow and cold won't dampen your savings at the Cortez Dome Sale. Hi, boys and girls. Joe LaMonaco here. We're here till 4 o'clock today. Of course, the Dome Sale goes on until 8 tonight and noon to 5 tomorrow. Now, there are people driving away from here with their next car. Over 500 pre-owned used vehicles ready for immediate delivery, and some of them have already walked out the door, and that means that maybe your car deal is already gone. And you need to come down here and check it out. I'm looking at all sorts of different cars from all the Cortez dealerships. That's Dodge, Ford, Lincoln Mercury, Mitsubishi. There's Cadillac here, Honda here, there's a Jaguar here. These are cars, trucks, SUVs. They're ready to deal. Financing available on the spot from representatives from all the Cortez dealerships. They're ready to get you behind the wheel. Shop indoors this weekend where it is warm and no snow, and you can do it again till 8 o'clock tonight and noon till 5 tomorrow. We're here before, still giving out those movie passes. Come down and see us, won't you? We're at the Cortez Dome Sale. We're at the Dome Arena and the Net Hall in Henrietta.
Rush Limbaugh.
When you get excited and you hit your desk, I enjoy it.
I am gesticulating wildly occasionally when feeling impassioned.
I like hearing when you're excited. Keep hitting your desk.
Am I,
I enjoy it.
Rush Limbaugh, weekdays 2 until 5 on News Radio 1180 WHAM. They would rather do their show in a chat room. It's Sound Bites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm David Ray.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And we're back with Sound Bites. We're talking to Doug from Waterloo, New York. Welcome, Doug. What's your question?
Hey, I got some problems with my computer that it's been running slow. I've got XP Professional on here. And before I did a restore, I got a run DLL error. It said error loading, and then it looked like a zero with a slash through it.
Yeah, run DLL is a very common low-level thing.
How much
runs
memory
many
in it?
Other things.
What's that?
How much memory?
How much do I have on here?
Yeah.
Like the hard drive, the 40-gig hard drive.
No, when it clicks up, how much memory? Like 128, 256, 512?
I think it's 512. I just got this computer. My wife and son installed it while I was overseas, and I just got back, and now it's running slow and having problems.
Are you also are you on the internet with DSL or Roadrunner?
Yes.
All right. One thing you're running an antivirus software.
I just deinstalled Norton in 2002, and I tried to reinstall 2004, and I got it on. But then I couldn't get on the internet.
All right. What I would suggest is, one, go to our webpage.
I'm there right now.
Soundbite.org. Go to the security tangle and follow all those steps. Because, one, if you've already got, say, like the Klez virus, that would stop you from putting Norton back on. So run Stinger, then download and run both Adware and SpyBot. And between those three, that should pretty much clean up your system that once you're done, you should be able to then put back in your Norton 2000. If you've got 2004 with Windows XP, one of the other things is, it's a feature with Norton, is that it will cause you errors when trying to install, and they tell you this on their website, that you've got to, when it reboots, it gives you an error. You go to Start, you go to the Start button, go to Programs, and under Norton, there's a live update. You click on that, and you've got to do that a couple of times and do some patches that will then finally get Windows 2000, Norton 2004 finally working correctly for you.
Uh-huh.
I got a suspicion that if this is a new machine and your antivirus wasn't up to date, you might have the Klez virus, and it's stopping you from reinstalling.
Okay.
But you could have a ton of spyware, which will slow the machine down to a crawl.
Okay, and Stinger and Adware and SpyBot will take care of those?
Yep.
Okay, now it would occasionally go to the blue screen with nav app dot this address.
That's Norton.
That's Norton doing
that's
that?
That's Norton Navigator.
Okay.
Norton Antivirus, NAV.
NAV. So that's what it sounds like, it's all of a piece.
Okay.
Okie doke.
We make that easy.
There you go.
Oh, you know, I didn't get to see the Janet Jackson thing. I was over in Iraq, and Armed Forces Network probably wouldn't allow that over on the TV there.
Yeah.
Well, what are you fighting for if not the right to... never mind.
There you go. Exactly.
You go.
Welcome home.
I heard it's on Drudge, though, so I can go find it there.
There you go.
All right.
Welcome home, Doug.
Right, thanks.
Our next caller is Ed from Fairport, New York. Welcome, Ed. What's your question?
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, I was sitting on... I've got an AMD Duron 1.2 gig processor with 512 megs of RAM. Running Windows XP Professional. Last week, it all of a sudden slowed way down. Ran all the stuff that you guys have on your website. Couldn't find anything. Looked at it, and I'm running 32 megs of RAM.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's horribly low.
I know it's horrible. I took out the memory, reinstalled it, still 32 megs. And I started putting in one stick at a time.
Yeah.
So still reading 32 megs. Got some new stuff down at my office. Brought it home. Still reading 32 megs.
Sounds like the motherboard.
The RAM slot itself is bad.
Could be bad.
Yeah, that's what I was
if
afraid
If it's under
of.
Warranty, get it back.
No, I built it myself.
I'm sorry, Ed. It sounds like... Well, doesn't matter. If it's a new board, you should still have a 30 or 90-day warranty on it, at least.
No. This board's about... it's a chain tech board, and it's about a year and a half old.
Yeah, I'm sorry you're done. And I'm sorry we're done, too. It's been a great week. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, everybody who called in. I apologize to everybody we did not get to. You have to call in earlier next week. Everybody who's currently listening to us on the web, please leave a message in our forums letting us know how it worked for you. There's five of you online right now. We'll be back next week at the regular time on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
When the weather in Rochester turns bad, Rochesterians turn...